This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. This week, KERA, the Dallas Morning News, and NBC5 are producing a series of coordinated reports we're calling 5 Days in October. Each day, we're looking at where the leading candidates for governor stand on a specific issue. This time, it's Medicaid and whether the state can draw down $100 billion from Washington, even though it's chosen not to expand the federal program. Here's the background on that $100 billion. While the majority of governors chose to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, Texas Governor Rick Perry has joined a group of 24 who refuse. Under the terms of the expansion, 1.5 million Texans who don't have insurance would become eligible for Medicaid. For the first 3 years, the federal government would pay 100% of the program's health care costs. After that, the state would have to contribute 10%. Perry says that 10% would break the bank in Texas. And Republican candidate for governor Greg Abbott agrees.
What I don't want to do is to bankrupt Texas by imposing on Texas the overwhelming Obamacare disaster.
During KERA's televised gubernatorial debate on September 30th, Abbott said accepting $100 billion in federal funds would be a mistake.
If Texas participates, we are making a deal with a federal government that is $18 trillion in debt. That is a bargain I'm not willing to make as governor.
Abbott proposed Texas get its fair share by seeking a block grant to reform Medicaid. But even Republicans in the state have said Washington won't agree. Democratic candidate Wendy Davis has repeatedly laid out her argument to accept the billions to expand Medicaid for the poor.
And what I will do is work with my legislature, Republicans and Democrats alike, who know that this is the right thing to do for their communities, who aren't afraid of being labeled as partisans, and I'll work with them to bring their tax dollars, our community tax dollars, back to Texas.
In Texas, chambers of commerce and hospitals have been making the business case to expand Medicaid and accept the money.
By not having that coverage, you have an unhealthy workforce.
Steve Love is president of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council. He says hospitals in the state provide more than $5 billion each year in uncompensated health care. In addition, people who don't have insurance aren't as productive.
So those are dollars that also impact the business and the industry and would be much better for the overall economy, obviously, if we had a healthier workforce.
Still, Love admits the Medicaid system isn't perfect.
Let's sit down and correct and change the things that are flawed in the Medicaid system. We can overhaul it, enhance it, and change it at the same time. And there's no reason the state, working collaboratively together, can't do this.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers in Texas say they're going to give Medicaid reform another try in January. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.